you're listening to The High Note. High Note.
High Note. High Note. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My name is Debbie Romeo.
And I'm Tammy Romeo.
And this is The High Note Pod. Woo. That we record in our living room, on our couch. We just talk about things, music things. Because on a normal day, this is what we do. So we decided to let you guys in on our conversations, and we hope you enjoy them too.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be going into, diving into an album review for
Ashake.
Ashake.
Work of art.
So we're going to be breaking down the work of art.
If you don't know Ashake, I think that's a you problem.
And you should end this video now.
No, please watch. Should I? You let one or two things.
No, I was just kidding.
Yeah, Ashake has a new body of work out.
With 14 songs on it?
Yeah. I think, is it 14? Yeah, 14. It came out in June. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that today. So, let's start.
What are we doing?
Let's start with our top five that we did not hear before the album dropped.
Okay.
So, no yoga, no
230,
all those ones. No.
I'm a piano.
No. Piano. So, what's your top five?
Okay, wait. My top five.
Yeah.
And this is not in order of preference. This is just like randomly. Yeah. I love Sunshine. I love I Believe. I love Basquiat. I love Mobe, and I like Lonely at the Top. Those are my five. That's my top five from this project.
That's a clean top five.
Of course,
similar to mine. Similar to mine. My top five is Sunshine, Basquiat, Remember,
okay,
Lonely at the Top, and I Believe. That's my top five.
Okay, so the only thing that changed is what?
Remember.
I said Mobe, and you said
and I said Remember. Yeah, that's
mine. Okay. Fair enough. I guess we have similar taste in music. For no particular reason, I love those songs, right? And it's not to say that I don't like Remember. It's not to say that I don't like the other songs in the album. It's just that these are my preferred top five. Yeah. Like if I was to choose five songs on any day to put on a playlist and gone to my head, these are the songs that I would pick. So, Let's talk about videos. Videos that are out, but were not released as singles. It's just one as Basquiat.
Yeah, Basquiat.
Okay, let's talk about the Basquiat video. What did you think?
That was a great video.
Right?
So I'm going to say that I'm excited that Ashake has decided to take a different direction for his visuals. I really do appreciate it. No, it's not. Yeah.
But what I will say is not every day 30 men standing and nodding.
Yeah.
And I like that we have grown out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now taking on like actual creative direction.
Yeah.
That was great for the first album, right? And I like that this second album is going in a completely different route. I was very disturbed by the paint because I'm such like, I mean, weirdo. So with the paint, I was just like, oh, that's a lot of paint on the human body. But it made for great art.
Yeah,
considering
it's so
the
good.
Theme of the song is talking about art, and he's using paint on himself as a work of art. Yada yada yada. I like the scene where the girl had the paint all over her body. I like the opening scene, like when they're on the boat.
Yeah, when he jumps into the water
before even the jumping in the water. I liked that shot where they just pulled out, and it was him and the girls and the food. That was really nice, and then. The only part here, when he jumps into the water, I just feel like they should have just continued the song.
Yeah.
Why were we in?
Oh,
it was cool, but it was unnecessary, but I liked it. And I think another thing that stresses me out about Ashake's videos are those close-ups. They're so like
I love it so much.
They're so overwhelming for me. Like my brain is always like, oh my god, it's in my face.
Yeah.
Okay. What song do you pick one song that you think you should shoot a video for next?
Sunshine. Immediately. Like right now.
Sun's gonna shine on
right
everything.
Now,
you
get
do.
On your Zoom, call the director now.
I agree.
Sunshine.
I agree. But right. I would shoot Lonely at the Top as well. The reason I would pick Lonely at the Top is because it's unlike the other songs.
Well,
it has
true.
a different feel.
True.
And it's not as slow as Yoga. So it's like mid-tempo, and it's a different kind of Ashake. So I would say Lonely at the Top.
Well, Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, talk. Cool.
If
cool.
you were to remix two songs, pick two songs that you would remix on the project.
Okay, wait. Let me check my notes. I know this song. Like, most people are not paying attention to this song. But Awodi is a jam, guys.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Like, okay. No, you guys. Come on now. Come on. And the placement is perfect. Like, the second song.
Is yes. it the second song?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure it's not the first song?
Guys, wait, listen to Awodi again. And on that song, I want him to have Meyokun on that song.
Yes.
Meyokun on that song is going to be a hit. And then Lonely at the Top.
Yes.
Davido.
Yes, I agree. Davido would do great on Lonely at the Top. Yeah. Also because right now it's a bit lonely for David.
Yeah.
Love yeah. So I think that David would be great on Lonely at the Top. I think I would put a rapper on Sunshine.
Mm.
I would definitely put a rapper on Sunshine.
But who though?
What rapper would I put on
International
Sunshine?
Or Nigerian?
I can pick for both.
Hey. No, talk to me.
International, I would go straight to London. Okay. Yes, I would put maybe an who would I put? I'd probably put Skepta because Skepta is my go-to for many reasons because Skepta would match his energy in the music video.
Fair.
Then outside of Skepta, Stormzy.
Oh, man.
Also Stormzy. Stormzy would match his energy. Stormzy is top tier, so it's like pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Stormzy would be great if they had to perform the song together.
Mm-hmm.
Stormzy would look great in the video. Stormzy. In fact, that's who I'm going to pick. Stormzy. Scratch everybody else. I would feature Stormzy. I'd feature Stormzy on Sunshine.
Okay.
Yes.
Where is the same song, Derek? Sun's gonna shine on
everything you do. He would kill it and it would die. I completely believe that Stormzy would be a great feature for that
okay,
song.
Okay, Nigerian rapper. Let me listen to me. You, see my vision. Reminisce.
Yeah, it's an easy.
Reminisce.
It's an easy sell for me. Yeah. I buy it.
Reminisce.
I buy it.
Think about it.
I buy it. But and he would look great in the video as well.
Guys, let us know what you think. Who do you think? A rapper, Nigerian rapper, apart from Reminisce Sha. And also, let us know if Reminisce is not your pick. Why not? But yeah, Reminisce.
I agree with you on those. Yeah. They would look good in the video together as well.
You are just talking about looking good.
Because visuals are very important.
Cool, I mean.
A lot of people consume music from YouTube.
True, Sha.
Yeah.
True.
Visuals are very important.
It's fact.
Visuals are very important.
What else are we talking about? If we were to rearrange the album or take out songs from the album.
Don't stress me, please.
No, wait. If I were to rearrange, right?
Don't stress me, please. I'm just a baby.
Okay, so I will move Introduction to the first song.
Of course.
I will take out the current first song alone.
I would take it out completely, personally. I would delete it off the album.
And
because it's a bad song, but I just feel like give me 10 solid songs instead of 14 songs where I have to skip two or three.
Yeah, I don't want to skip. I don't want to skip your song.
That's how I feel.
But yeah, I would move Introduction to the top. I'll make that probably like 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then remove Alone. And then probably...
You remove Alone?
Yeah, no.
She said, yeah, no. It's a given.
And then, but everything else, I think I'm okay with. I'll probably take out Great Guy. I'm not sure.
What songs would I take out?
Mm-hmm.
I would take out Great Guy, that's for sure. And I would take out Track One as well.
Oh, wow. I guess we're aligned.
What's up, my G? I haven't decided whether I like it or not.
Yeah. I probably have to listen to it again.
It's like hair for me.
Yeah.
But overall, listen to me. This album is amazing for me because, like, I'm looking at it now and I'm like, okay, I like Awodi, I like 230, I like Sunshine, I like Mobe, I like Basket, I like I'm a Piano, mm-hmm. I like I Believe, mm-hmm. I like Introduction, I like Remember, I like Lonely at the Top, I like Yoga. So what am I skipping? Like three songs.
Yeah.
I literally like the whole album.
Out of 14 songs? Yeah.
I like the album.
That's a fantastic
It's a great album for me.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Ashake, well done. To your team, well done. Video directors, well done. Mixing and mastering, production engineering, well done. Everything fantastic.
Yeah.
I love the work he's doing.
Yeah.
And I hope that with whatever he has to do, he comes up with next, it's as amazing as what he has given us already.
Yeah. Yeah, so
shout out to you.
Good luck to you too.
Remember, this is The High Notes. Don't forget to follow us. Yeah. Like, subscribe, share, blah, blah, blah. All the usual things. You know the vibes. Take care. See you another time.
Bye.